lost it all. My friends, my loved ones. But in life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle.
Come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do. 'Cause there's no me without you, and all I wanna be is true. Alright, and all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister, raised a child. Kinda hurt me 'cause I could've had my own now. I lost my baby, damn, it's really getting home now. I just had to learn,
this is me.
So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. There's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true.
Alright, alright.
And all I wanna be is true. I look up to the sky, Lord, why do I cry when no one is looking? Is the blame for this pain even caused by the shame of this fame I've been given? My pride don't cause me to hide my true feelings, 'cause I can only be real. Hey, 'cause I can only be real. Oh, 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 oh. And now this is me. So please accept me for who I am. For what I do, I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do, 'cause there's no me without you, and all I wanna be is true.
Alright, alright.
And all I wanna be is true. And all I wanna be is true. And all I wanna be is true.
Alright.
And all I wanna be is true.
More for beer.
Shit, that broke shit get old. And don't give me run no hoe shit, the hoe get too bold. I'm allergic to that no shit, my wrist game on cold. I might pick my coupe right just to mess with my toes.
Yeah. I can't wear the shit you bitches wear because it's cheap. It's some money at my table, grab a seat with me. Cost a ticket just to cover all my leaks. I don't hang with jealous bitches, that's a weak disease. Hold on, run up. If you broken in my business, then just shut up. I invested in my body, bitch, I'm done up. I look good, I like to fuck, I'm when the sun up. I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega. And I keep it with me just so that I'm feeling safer. Candy on my body, but my feet is in Bottega. Bitch, I'm getting money, give a fuck about a hair.
A whole lot of money in this motherfucker. You can't be run no broke shit, that broke shit get old. You can't be run no hoe shit, these hoe get too bold. I'm allergic to that no shit, my wrist game on cold. I might paint my cool fight just to match with my toes. Hey yo, I put on my jewelry just to suck my nigga off. Fingers on his balls like I'm about to tell him cough. Wait, hold on, how did that? You can't give it to him dry like that. You gotta get that shit wet first. You gotta shit back. Bring that shit the fuck back. I put on my jewelry just to go out by the pool. And I keep it with me, kiss body at the fool. Coochie on my coochie, I'ma make these niggas drool. Higher than the moon, but I'm in tune, so don't run up. Cause if you run up, I guarantee you ain't gon' leave looking done up. Some little Chinese bangs with the bun up. I got the crown low, bitch, you just a run up.
I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega. And I keep it with me just so that I'm feeling safer. Candy on my body, but my feet is in Bottega. Bitch, I'm getting money, give a fuck about a hair.
It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker.
You can't run no broke shit, that broke. Get old. And don't can't run no hoe shit, these hoes get too bold. I'm allergic to that no shit, my wrist game on cold. I might paint my cool fight just to match with my toes.
Hey yo, Bia, huh? I just bent the block. All these bitches wanna be ya. Probably cause my waist gone, money long near. Well, I ain't talking cars, long hair, don't care. In a twinsita, you Samara? What's here? My pissy pitsy, I fuck them like porn stars. And playing basketball, but my bitches is all stars. Got Richie on my wrist cause I'm richer than most bars. Yo, Nick, these bitches trippin', let's send them a postcard.
I put on my jewelry so go to the bodega. And I keep it with me just so that I'm feeling safer. Fendi on my body, but my feet is in Bottega. Bitch, I'm getting money, give a fuck about a hair.
It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker.
And don't keep me run no broke shit, that broke shit get old. And don't keep me run no hoe shit, these hoes get too bold. I'm allergic to that no shit, my wrist game on cold. I might pay my cool fight just to match with my toes.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It is Talk to Tana Tuesday at YaisaRadio.com. Right here.
It's a whole lot of money in this
motherfucker. And it's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. Right now. Effective immediately. If anybody in here don't got more than $20 in their pocket right now, make some noise.
Woo-hoo! No. Proud broke.
He said proud broke. I got a gate. Listen, it's the second time I done been in an office with all males now. Yeah. Y'all lucky I ain't got no skirt on tonight.
Hey, you're correct. Move something in, girl.
Hey, I'll shake something. Hey, if the steam was, it's a whole lot of money here. I knew I at least was going to get
$50. Sweaty right there.
Okay, so we got Don Mason. He's getting ready to be on the March show. We got Makiba that was just on the January show. And my birthday twin, Ivory McDonald.
Yay, yay. What's happening? Aries Nation up in this thing.
So I'm going to start my interview off tonight with Don because Don got another venue he wants to go attend. And I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And kick it with me. And you're welcome to come back. Yeah, first of all, happy after Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's.
I had an amazing evening yesterday.
Can you tell us?
I was in the comedy show that was the male review with the comedy show.
Oh, yeah, I never got a call about the extra script. I definitely remember off the extra
script. Oh,
my goodness. When I tell you.
Was it the line?
The ladies showed out first. Let me give a shout out to all the comedians because the ladies did do their thing first. Yeah, Gwen Sunkel, Lisa D, Little Stephanie, Gigi And Miss Poovy, thank you for having that show for Valentine's Day for the single ladies. I'm sure all the ladies appreciate it. Stallion and Aries. He had to have my sign as his name. So you know he had to clown.
Oh,
I'm like, you had a clown, Aries.
You acted a fool. All right now. All right now. What were you sipping? Why
it was,
you doing
it was in a cup, though.
A red cup.
I wasn't sipping outside the cup.
I know that's right.
All right, so then our March 4th show we got coming up, Funny First Friday at Premier Ultra Lounge, 10202 East Washington Street. We got Mike Shaw, we got Don Mason, Hypnotic going to bring some poetry for us, and we got Danny's the comedian and myself, Tom.
Yay, yay.
So, shout out to everybody on that up-and-coming show. I got some more shows I'm going to tell y'all about later on after we get into the mix. Because I told you, if you got something you want me to talk about, send it to me. I'll post your flyer. I do all of that for you. So just let me know. And keep it 100. So Don, I met Don a couple months ago, and I want to say welcome to the comedy world.
Oh, thank you.
If you're ready to turn your life over to the street, this is where it happens.
I've been on the streets. I have been for the streets. Believe that.
I know the way you be riding around delivering them pizzas before your time.
Are you screwed when you said the pizza?
Yeah, step outside. You're going to see a Honda with the Domino's.
But you know what? That's getting it, though.
You should have bought some pizza witches.
What? You think it's getting it. My license is suspended, so they're just not going to pull me over. They think I'm working.
You know this shit's live.
That's why you keep it on.
Oh, yeah. The cops don't want it. I don't care.
He said don't say shit.
They already
I got 25 more days.
Hey, the shortage on employees, they don't give a damn.
Hey, just stay on the side.
Yep, exactly.
Don't run no red lights. Just be like, I'm just going to take my time and get it over with.
Hey, man.
Not a good driver, a safe driver.
You so, white, Don. You got
you good.
You good.
Ain't nobody gonna
I'm just keeping it 100.
I appreciate
you good. You real, but you
how long have you been into comedy?
I hit a year next month.
A year. So anniversary time.
Congratulations.
Yep, I appreciate that. But I look at it a lot differently. I feel like with comedy, it's one of those things you're going to get as far as you push yourself.
Right.
And I hit about 5 or 6 mics a week. Mondays I hit 3 mics.
Well, I wish I was hitting a mic that much.
I don't have kids or like any responsibilities and deliver pizza, so.
That's the life.
Yeah,
that's
no, life. I'm as happy as I've been in a long time, that's for sure. This is like, it's like finding like a brotherhood, to be honest with you, because I enjoy like, when I first came to an open mic, I noticed like all the comedians were kind of like cool together.
Right.
And that's because, like, you get used to, like, taking the ass whooping together. Like, only you can, only you, a comedian to a comedian can relate to it.
Right. And that's definitely true because that is a bond that everybody has experienced, a share, because everybody started off.
Yeah.
Nervous,
if you can get through that first year, that's what I'm figuring out.
I get nervous up there when I'm talking to people. So it's definitely a support group.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of us supporting each other, but it is definitely a support group. And you have to,
I thought of this comparison on the way here, actually.
Okay, sure.
Open mic nights are a lot like AA, but for broken children who grew up.
Ooh. Damn.
Okay, well, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Going through that's shit and talking analogy. About it. Hello, my name is Tana, and I've been...
I'm a comedian.
Hi, Tana.
I've been broken and battered in the game.
Okay. Hey, we done all been broken and battered
on,
in the comedy
man.
Game.
Come on, man.
Getting, have you experienced any hecklers?
So I've been going to this place called the Thompson House a couple weeks. Just like, I switch it up every couple weeks so I can work on new material. And this guy there, I always thought he was just shit-faced and just like heckling me. Turns out he's autistic. Yeah, and it was his birthday. So not only do you get to do whatever you want because you're autistic, but also because it's your birthday.
Your birthday.
So you start playing the drums in the middle of my set. Yeah, it was great.
Okay, how did he get the drums in the venue?
It was a mixed mic, so it was easy for him to go out there and do it. I respected it. I kept going through it. That's one thing you'll see is, like, I'm not going to put the mic down. Like, if it goes poorly, like, I'm going to push through.
He's going to roll through it.
100%. What else is there to do?
Yeah.
I like eating shit, to be honest with you. Like, I like a not
shit.
It depends, you know. Day of the week.
Hold on, I got to ask you.
But, it builds character. Like, that's what sharpens you.
It makes you tough because you'll get one person that comes specifically to heckle people. Mm-hmm. Like, you wasted other people's money because everybody came to listen to what they have to say, not to what you got to say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you interrupting somebody, then you're making that person nervous. You may even shy them away from coming back to the night because they're like, fuck, I did a horrible job. This person would leave me alone. I couldn't get back into my shit.
You're upsetting the whole little circle, whoever's around you. You're upsetting it.
I'd be like, put a dick in your mouth and keep on going.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
that's how you gotta do it, seriously.
Yeah.
I forgot.
She can't hear.
If you're setting up the comedian, that's a completely different thing than just like
over and over.
Yeah, because you on some drunk shit. Basically.
Whatever it is, it ain't working for you tonight.
Definitely not at my show. Too many hollers. Gotta go.
That's real.
Gotta go.
I've seen it.
Excuse me. Like, this is... People paid to come and see this. They didn't pay to come
true.
And see this.
They hard earned. That's what I was saying Ab earlier. People pay their money. They might be scuffling up. They might be balling. Who knows?
Right.
But they pay their dollar to come see their show.
And they
spend their money.
They want to see their show.
Yeah.
Right. They want to see Donna or Makiba or Tana. They don't want, so.
This new audience member. You getting ready to get towed up right here, right now.
And you might get tossed out.
Yeah.
Be cool.
Because I ain't got time to keep on talking to you. Okay, you eat a dick, a big
and
fat
then, and enjoy the motherfucker. Put some chili sauce on it.
I'll be like, somebody go put a dick in his mouth.
I'm sure
it'll be a couple motherfuckers be like, ooh.
That's why I love being a part of this.
Ooh.
You can be yourself on here.
Raw for real.
You say raw for real.
Raw for real. That's my daughter's clothing line. So, and then, I got the Funny First Friday t-shirts. They are for sale for $20. They are gifted to the comedians once they get on the show. That way you have something, and you walking around and somebody like, hey, where you get that shirt? Funny First Friday. Now you got a conversation with that person because your name on the back. I know you're a comedian. We're going to talk it up. You might got a new fan.
And it's marketing on the other end.
And it's marketing.
Good marketing. Great marketing.
Yeah, so definitely. I just wanted to do something different this year. I've had 5 comedy shows. This is my 5th one in a 25-year span. So this is my 5th one.
25.
And it's called Funny First Fridays, and it has been successful so far. We're going on number 3, March the 4th. So if you don't have a ticket, get with one of the comedians that's on the show. Call me, 317-698-2969. You can reach me on Facebook under Tana Hodges, TNNAHODGES, or you can also follow me on Instagram, The Real Tana B. So with that being said,
this ain't got a whole lot going on.
Do you have any other shows coming up that we need to know about?
I put on a show at Franklin once a month, hopefully once a month. It was at least last month and this month. What is it? February 26th, and I have Tyson Cox headlining, who's about to shoot his comedy album at Helium.
Okay, cool.
So, and I have Brian Petrie, Jetta V, Joe Swanson, and Brad Rigler. I really try with that show to get a variety of different comedians, and comedy is very segregated. And, my biggest goal with this show is to, bring it all together, 100%. And because, there's great aspects of both ends of comedy. It just needs merged and taking the best from it. And that's kind of what I'm troubleshooting with each one, is trying to figure out what works best.
Okay. Well, that's definitely a great start. And you tag me in, make sure you tag me in with your flyers and stuff. I'll share them, like them. I always announce it, on the radio station, whatever I can do to help you promote. And if I can't make it, I'll buy a ticket.
I appreciate that.
Tell people that if I can't make it to your show, I'll buy a ticket.
Don Mason hosted shows are free.
Hey, well, I'll donate a drink to you. Don't do that, Ivory.
I ain't do nothing.
You'll
then.
Do this. You're gonna have some drinks.
Yeah, so. We done had some drinks.
Yeah. So, yeah,
driving
you definitely
with
the sunglasses
on at midnight. Lord. My cousin's like, you just hit a meteor. I said, I got to say, I said, you got them goddamn sunglasses.
That's why you can't
moving
see.
Up your spot last year.
Okay, tell me the other one.
I'm also doing the Roast War in March in Louisville with Brad Riegler, which is held in a cage. It's like, the UFC of comedy.
Oh, wow.
Yep, very excited for that.
You going to be in a cage?
Yep. I'll show you some pictures of
it. Yeah, what day is that on?
That's a good question. I'm not positive
like
on that.
I crawl on cases.
Oh, I'm waiting for him to send me my matchup. Like, I'm going to be calling family members. Like, I'm digging. He's got the wrong dude.
Okay. Yeah, definitely send me the information.
I will. Regular puts on a hell
like I said,
of a show.
I will post it. And if I can drive down and support it, I'll be there. Motherfucker stop slice away.
Yep.
So we'll definitely ride out. Two stop lights away. We'll be there.
Everything she's saying is real. It's happening. She's pulling up.
Okay.
Oh, I believe. Yeah, no, I've seen it happen. Yeah.
Pulling up.
All the way up. Straight to the front. Yeah, that's how. So with you being, because I've heard you say a couple of times, the only white guy there, you don't even have to, we don't care what color you are.
Mm-hmm.
You are brother now.
I appreciate that.
So you don't have to say I'm the only white boy because we don't feel like you're the white boy. You Don Mason, the comedian.
And
you're a Yizer. And you're a Yizer member.
I appreciate
that. Double brother. So, yeah. We appreciate
the... Yeah. Yeah.
We know you the lightest one in the room.
He's hanging in the spot.
And he ain't even scared to come in there.
Oh, absolutely not. That's my thing. I'll go anywhere. That's I really pride myself on that. Like,
yeah.
I will go absolutely anywhere.
That's the thing about me is fear none.
Yeah.
Because nobody is paving your way but you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are scared to do certain things, you're blocking yourself from being able to say, hey, I can do this or I don't want to do it again.
And if you act the same through and through, like, there's nothing to be missed.
Yeah. And you just stay solid, be true to yourself, and I promise you, everything that you do on that stage will better yourself. Like you said, you're willing to take the hits,
mm-hmm.
somebody heckling you. Get back at the gas.
No matter what it is. Just keep it moving.
Yeah.
You just got to keep it moving.
It's just, I've been doing comedy for over 25 years.
Damn.
Did I want to leave and be on the bright stage and all that? Yeah.
So you're like 28 then, right?
Yeah, I started
just
when I was
damn
three.
Doing it.
Yeah, I started doing comedy when I was three.
Three?
23. Oh, my
yeah,
God. 23.
My baby just turned 25.
Ooh. 23.
My daughter just turned
you just stared.
And you have a beautiful
eyes.
Daughter, by the way. I'd love to make that note. I'd love to make that note.
She will probably be here, but she's in North Carolina enjoying the rest of her birthday week.
It's been going on two damn weeks. We used to do it a month.
Weeks,
yeah.
I still do it a month.
God.
The whole month of April, I dedicate.
God, mercy.
I'm outside. So, and then my birthday was the 2nd. I drove to Iowa.
Iowa?
That's the night we had the storm because it was her birthday. She and nobody celebrate. So
and
I drove to Iowa in the thunderstorm. Me and my daughter. We went to Iowa, turned up. Did
I believe it. That's one thing I will say about Tommy. She's real.
She's
business,
solid.
Man. She's real business.
That's my best friend, and
yeah,
she was working there
business.
With no family there. So. We don't do that. We friend. You 5 hours away, I can get to you.
That's real.
If you guys had 5 hours, I'm going to question it. And then it was a blizzard. And it was just so last minute. It was just so random. It was random.
It's you and baby girl.
Yeah,
y'all just rolled on out. That's what's up.
She got off work and came home, and she was like, what we doing tonight? And I was like, shit, it's Regina's birthday. I said, I should have rolled up there early. I wasn't even thinking. Dad was like, fuck it, let's go.
Let's go.
I said, well, put some clothes on. I got up, put some clothes on, filled the tank up. We on our way.
That's living.
We got
that's
all
not
my
existing.
Things.
That's living.
And it was 10 Dude. People in the club.
You said
it was
10 but you,
people.
You teamed
and
by
everybody
yourself,
enjoyed the bartender. She was
10.
Like, oh my God. It was a mixed club. The bartender, the owners, they was all ethnic and they was like she was like, oh my God, like she ain't seen tips like this.
And was the weather really bad there too?
No, because they had got the snow prior to the beginning.
Okay.
And the snow that they had, Regina said that it had been there since like the beginning of January.
Oh,
it
wow.
was so cold, it wouldn't melt.
Right. Right. Just hanging around like this stuff is here
now.
Yeah, we're just hanging out.
But leaving here, going through Illinois is when we hit everything. But once we got through Illinois, it was the streets was clear.
And I'm sure you made it worth y'all while. I know you did.
Pushed it.
You got Tana times 10 is one person. And then the daughter probably times 6. And the other 10, I mean, y'all have a good time.
Oh, my goodness. Jeez, yeah, we have.
That's some loyalty.
Then we ran into another spot, and guess what they had going on?
Karaoke. I knew that was good right there. I know my homegirl.
Like, yes. We turned it up. They was like, where y'all been all night? Like, at the wrong place, apparently. We didn't even know. But then it was time for it to close. So it was cool. It was cool.
Was it after party back at the house?
No. We was, because she's living in a hotel.
Oh, okay.
She's a traveling nurse. So
Okay.
She traveled from
different
states.
Yeah, getting that bread.
She traveled from different states, and she was in Iowa for her birthday, and I was like, thank
that's
my
what's
buddy.
Up.
Celebrate her birthday by herself. So we can
right. And then you came on back home.
Came on back home. Went right on back to karaoke at my own spot.
Now, who got friends like that left, man? It ain't too many of them like that do that.
That's how you supposed to be.
Ain't gonna do. Did you do the famous pose? Do y'all know Tana well enough to pose? Yep, he know. on the chair. Yeah, he got it. And the lips is right, too. He got
the lips. It's like 90% lips, 10%.
Where's
like,
the hand at? Where's the hand at?
He got on the hip. Slightly above the hip.
That's it. Y'all are fried.
That's it.
Y'all can send me
something. When I saw that big chair premiere, I said, look, there go the pose. She can mark the territory like a lioness in the wheel in Africa.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness, y'all. Well, I don't know who else to be, and I ain't trying to be nobody else. So if you don't know and love me for who I am, fuck you.
With a capital F.
I don't got nothing else for you. I have nothing else to give. Nothing. So, Don, how long have you been working at Domino's Pizza?
Too long. I want to say about 3 years on and off. I've been trying to, like, find a better job, and they work with my mic schedule. Like, they'll let me leave if I have an open mic, go do it, come back to work.
That's the kind of job you want.
Yeah, and I just, like...
It works for what you're doing.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not, like... I make enough to survive, which is good because it's me at the moment.
That's all of our jobs.
And that's what, like... And the more shows I keep doing, like, I just need a couple more consistent things, and I'll be able to quit, and that's the goal. Man, that is the goal. I can't wait till I don't have to wear that uniform to lunch the next day.
And then you're going to wear it on stage, shit.
Hell no, I will not. I will burn it. You are invited to the bonfire.
The bonfire.
Bring it to my house.
No, I had a mic last night, and I've, like, worn my uniform there before, and he saw the sign on my car. You really work at Domino's? I was like, you thought I was just wearing this for shipping games? Like, absolutely not. He's like, no, I just thought you were selling the bit.
No, people do me like that too. Like, I walk in Northside, they be like, are you working? I'm like, do you see all this Northside shit on me? You think I would actually be wearing my uniform if I wasn't
exactly
working?
But I think they get it twisted. They see you on stages, they see you on flyers, they see you on this and that. So when you roll up in Northside, they're like,
you see me in a Northside shirt,
like,
that means I'm working.
We still do jobs. You know,
I am not coming in here.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just not. People got done cooking and leave the school.
Come on.
Leave the school.
You be cooking at the school, too?
Oh, shit.
Damn. You got hair, shine shoes, and
some hard working man.
You a hands-on man for real.
Yeah. It's marriage material, y'all.
Yeah.
So we got, everybody got shows coming up.
Stay busy.
Hot shows. Like, this was a busy week for me with the birthdays going on. And then we had a Western comedy show.
That was off the chain.
We had the 70s comedy
go
show.
Back. Talk about that.
The 70s comedy show.
No, the cowboy
thing.
Oh, the
cowboy
thing. Y'all did y'all thing that night. I got to tell you.
The cowboy thing. Oh, my goodness.
That was nice. Them people showed love. Yeah.
Well,
and
everybody had people
costume.
To come that was dressed in attire.
Yeah,
that made it more fun. I'm cool right now.
Yeah, I did the thing.
And you work for somebody Monday.
Hell no. Hell no.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that. And everybody party, yes. It was like, and then it's good to see that you got people that would travel for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though that wasn't far away, you got people that have traveled, that means that they appreciate you and they support you. And those are the type of people that you need on your team.
Yes.
You need the supporting people that are consistently supporting. And like I said, if I can't make it to your show, I'll at least try to buy a ticket. You know what I'm saying? I will try to, you know, support.
Buy your
because 9 times out of 10, I want to be there. But if I got to go to work.
But that's life.
Yeah.
And you know, some of those people take small change. Any support is great support. Tana will share your flyer. Whether it's buying it, support is support. If you're sharing the flyer, 10 people might see that, 2 people might see that, and they're still going to come and support you. So that's not, sharing is important.
Yeah.
When you put that
sharing
on your,
is caring.
Sharing is caring.
Oh, my goodness.
I wish
you wouldn't have got some of
that.
That's
right
what you told me.
You ain't share.
I know, right?
He gonna bite it.
He
was been over there. I ain't ate.
Right.
I could have chosen some fries.
You gotta
feed
the queen, man.
Okay,
y'all made that man.
We have a sidebar, Marcus.
He went and got a baby cheeseburger.
Look, we gotta have a sidebar, Marcus.
He's been going full. That means he's been finishing his baby cheeseburger.
Call it a baby cheeseburger.
Yeah. He said, "I got you going full." I know that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So with that being said, anybody got any questions for Don?
Ask me some questions. Oh, my Lord, anything. Yeah.
How did you get in the game?
How did I get into comedy?
Yeah, how did you just say, oh, this is what I want to do?
I love attention, to be honest with you. I love being the center of attention. Okay. So I just like everyone in the room looking at me. Okay. And, like, I've always been the funny guy in class.
That's what I was asking, because you seem like from kindergarten on out.
Yeah, I can't take – my dad always told me, like, can't always be the funny guy. I don't believe that. I firmly
can't.
I absolutely –
you're living
in – exactly. I swear, promise you. Remember that my first special name will be Pleasure to Have in Class.
All right.
Yeah, and it'll be a picture of my report card saying Pleasure to Have in Class.
I know that's right. Let me ask you this.
Yeah, already got it.
How did your family react to the choice you made to say, this is it, work at Domino's for a while, I'm going to do what I got to do because this is what I want. Did they, like, support it? Did they say, get your shit together? Don't be hanging on 34th and Sherman. I mean, what did they say? How do they?
One thing that, like, it sucks, but I've kind of turned into a positive. My parents aren't really in my life, so I don't really, I don't have to hear that negativity because that is what it would be. And I've definitely heard it from them, but it just, and, like, my sister's doing real well in life. She's a teacher and, like, married pretty well. She's doing pretty well. And I'm just so hell-bent on what I am doing currently, because if I'm not doing something that I'm not happy doing, like, I just won't. It's one of those things, like, I can't follow what I want to do. And this
because
is,
they're not going to walk your walk.
Absolutely not. And they don't have to, like, deal with, like, me being, like, sad or depressed about not doing what I want to be doing every day. So
true. Okay, with that being said, ask you a question. Have you been in a depressed situation?
Oh, yeah, many a time. Yeah. No, I've definitely, without a doubt. In high school, actually, I shot myself. Twist. But, so I definitely, like, I've been there plenty of times before, and I know, like, what the answer is. And it's just one of those things, like, and I'm very openly will talk about it to people just because I know how many people get in that situation or in that state of mind and won't say anything about
it.
And, like, the more you realize, like, everyone is human and everyone's, like, at some point,
there's
someone,
a darkness
your,
in
your brain's going to turn against you. Like, if you're not taking care of it.
Yep.
Right. And so that brings me to, was that you who texted me? Oh, never mind.
Oh, she right there.
Well, I just got the text, so I was just following through. Okay, so with that being said, I'm asking because we like to cover.
Yeah, no, I love talking about myself.
And we all have been through something.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know, and we won't know.
Mm-hmm.
So if we see you in a situation, hey, he might be feeling depressed about something. We know this information. So, hey, Don, come over here. Let me holler at you. You okay? You need something? Oh, you want to talk about something? That, we found out that Miss Up Close and Personal is a cancer survivor.
Wow.
We didn't know that. So, you know, everybody's path is different.
Yeah.
And everybody has went through things personally, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. You just don't know where a person is at. But the more we get to learn about people, our information helps other people
without
when they're in that situation.
100%.
So I want to extend my hand to you. So if you ever feel like you need to talk to somebody,
that.
It don't have to be on the Talk to Tana show, mm-hmm. but you can talk to them.
That's real business.
And
that's real business, Tana.
Because a lot of people don't know your background. Everybody don't know everybody's background.
Yeah, exactly.
You only get to see the surface. And that's why most people want you to see the surface. They want you to think everything is all right. I'm this and I'm that. And then they go home and cry. Like they're depressed.
Yeah, I've just never been
one of
those
I ain't
people.
Got this and I ain't got that. And I'm out here acting like I got it, but I really ain't got it. I'll be the first motherfucker to tell you I'm broke. Come on. Fuck, I ain't got shit. As long as I woke up today, it's up to me to make this day better than yesterday.
Yep, 100%. And like I try to be an open book, to be honest with you, because like you never know who's hearing something like.
But
when you
shot yourself, were you intending on killing yourself, or you was doing it for?
Yeah, no, I was doing it to kill myself, and recoil from the gun got me in the shoulder. So.
Meant for you to go.
Yeah, there's a reason I'm here. There's 100% a reason I'm here, and I definitely believe that. And yeah, it's one of those things. Like for instance, when I first talked about it, it's just like I come across as like it's a normal thing, just because I'm just so familiarized with
right.
it. On a funny note, though, I tell women it's my G spot.
The old wound?
Yeah,
right,
no,
right
it's right here. I'm
that
telling
you. That got you a lot of ass, ain't it?
No. That's how you know if you got them wrapped around your finger. If they kiss the wound, you got them.
I believe you.
I stand by that. You got them.
Kiss the bullet hole, baby.
Got them.
Put your tongue in it.
Secure that relationship.
Secure.
Oh, yeah, we go together now.
You say, you my girl.
We go together
friend.
Now.
You know what I mean?
That's real. Kiss the hoe. Kiss the hoe.
Kiss the hoe.
Kiss that hoe.
We got a new thing with Donna.
Kiss the hoe.
Kiss the hoe. I love that.
That's going to be it. Yeah. Like, kiss the hoe. We know Don in the building.
That's what's happening. And thank you for being totally transparent with that, man. Because a lot of
that's all you'll get from me. Yeah, that's really all you'll get.
I mean, but that's real. That's mm-hmm. something that you took yourself through.
Yeah, I put myself through some shit, and it's all self-inflicted.
And you had to go through that in order to know, okay, this is me. I got to accept me for who I am, and I got to do what makes me happy.
Yep.
Because as long as you're trying to keep other people happy, you're not gonna.
There's a hole. There's a hole you're trying to fill.
Yeah, you're trying to fill it up, and you're filling it up with the wrong shit.
Yep.
And that ain't the hole they're going to kiss.
Nope. No, yeah, exactly. That's funny. I just got that. That took me a second.
You want down to the third eye.
Hey, you want that one.
Yeah, we learned personal about Makeba. I'll share my story. I almost died from a robbery. My house was invaded with me and my son, and I was pissed off. And I was told by the EMTs that I was lucky because of the amount of blood that I lost, I could have died.
Mm-hmm.
And my son was in the house sleep. So he found out about it when he turned 18.
Yeah.
He didn't even know the whole time it was going on because he was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for that because that was traumatizing too. And my ex-husband used to be like, why do you be telling people? I'm like, it's not a secret.
To.
It was in the paper.
Yeah.
But you also
this is a healing process.
You got to get off your chest.
It's
testimony
gonna,
as well.
It's
going
to sit there and
fluster.
You
got to do that shit to tell them about it.
And you have to grow, and you can't let that stop you from living.
Mm-mm.
You know, at that point, I mean, what do you go bury yourself, and then you your own mind. So I don't. That's why I said our conversations lead to other conversations for health, mental health, physical health. You know, because we don't know what a person is going through or have been through.
Mm-hmm.
I got scars on my nose and my head and everything to prove it, but I don't got to prove it to you, and I can talk to you about it. And because guess what? Somebody else is hiding something that they done traumatically and might not know how to process.
Yep.
How do you go on? What do you do?
Hey, she's been kind of beat up.
Yeah.
And she's strong. Look at her now. She's somebody's inspiration as well.
Yeah. Right.
Trauma every day.
Yeah.
The parents.
I have to share my story at the school for the children to say, you know what, Mr. Avery, I understand.
And that's where I said they can see you.
And they give you. And you at work. And they see the aftermath.
And a lot of times they think, like, what's going on is normal in their life because they don't see, like... Yeah, they don't see anything else.
And you're right, because then that you say what you said, and you're young, you do reach a lot of young people, too. You know,
mm-hmm. It's going so through hell.
Putting it out there. Pregnancy, abuse, sexual abuse. You know, like you just never know what pushes a person.
It's all kind of stuff that goes on
into their situation. And that was something that we discussed with him and my daughter had in common, that they had lost a child. We didn't. We don't know how they feel if you have not lost a child. You know, you don't know how they feel. You can't.
You can say, I would hope I can understand and be there for you.
Yep, 100%.
You can't feel it.
But you can't. You really can't understand if you have not been through it. But you can get some education on it, and you can learn from the person that has went through it. So you
share.
They can help somebody else.
My daughter was saying she would get back to things myself.
Yep.
Whether it's giving shoes,
clothes, or kids. We do a toy drive, a toy and food drive every year for in honor of my granddaughter, Naraya. Mm-hmm. So we usually try to get the battered women's and children's places because it's many kids that are being abused by people that can have kids and don't want them.
Perfectly normal.
Yeah, but they don't want them.
Some kids get their own parents.
Yeah.
You know, if you only know third grade education, if you only know the relationship with mama's boyfriend, get beat up.
What you saw. Yeah.
Yep.
That's
how
you're going to know. And that's what you perceive life to be.
The mate. Yeah. My grandson was in a situation. It was the mate that was doing some crazy shit. I mean, you just had to really, really, really protect these kids.
And yeah. And by all means, really necessary information. So if you have the information on it, but you know somebody that went through it, you can always say, hey, come sit down and talk to my kids.
Things like this.
And yeah, we got a flow.
This is 100.
We got a floor so we could talk about adversity and, you know, everything. Because we all have to live this life and we all have to experience it and we all experience it in different formats.
Come out better.
Yep. So before I close this segment out, what did you want to add to that part? Because when we come back, it's all turn up.
Okay, cool. I just want to tell Don, man. No matter what level we on or whatnot, that situation, and this is the first time I've said this publicly. It was after my biggest show. It was the Michael Collier show. You know how that was hot. Anderson, Indianapolis that night. But I was going through so much shit, man. This was the year before last. Long story short, I put that 40 cal in my man cave, but I just happened to shoot through the futon.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that it worked out that way. Wasn't no alcohol, wasn't no nothing. It was just like, man, it was the pressures of life.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was one of them cats all my life that said, oh, never, never, never. Now, I can say that now, of course. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, man, push.
When you got to meet everybody's expectations.
Yeah, man.
And you're not expecting yourself.
Yeah. I was about business and expectations, like she just said, and all that crazy stuff, man. And then I got to hearing other people's stories.
Mm-hmm.
It made me turn another cheek. You know what I'm saying? And say, you know what? I got to cut this motherfucker out of my life.
Yep.
No matter who it was.
Literally blood, no matter what.
No,
yeah,
no matter who it was.
I get it.
Family,
that
friends.
Energy, and you fucked up in closed-in walls.
Yeah.
So I applaud you, 23-year-old brother.
I appreciate that.
Because all right. That was it. You got to tell you that shit.
We will have another segment on depression and things like that because I got some other people that have went through things like that. So when I get to that, I'm going to have you come back down and you can share your story again with us. And hopefully your information will help somebody else help somebody else.
And we will target that bracket.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just let me know.
18 to 25, they need to hear that.
Yeah, definitely. Because there's a lot of that going on.
It's even the parents. Even if they're in their 30s, 40s,
A1.
You can reach a child. A molester can reach a child. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you want to get the parents right. So as a teacher, I could teach their child and they gotta go home. The home setting is
wrong.
Yeah, it's like you gotta start right back to the drawing board again.
Every day.
Yep. So we definitely will be here for you. If you need anything, let us know. Like I said, talk to Tommy is all the time. It ain't just
I appreciate that.
But this is for show. So make sure y'all come and check us out. Funny First Fridays, March 4th. Mike Shaw, Don Mason, Denise, and we got Wynette and Hypnotic as well. It's at the Premier Ultra Lounge, 10202 East Washington Street. And we got our gather, our promotions is going through myself, Tana B, and our sponsor this month is the Right Touch Barbershop at 38th and Sherman Drive. So there will be tickets available also at CNT, 3716 North Sherman Drive. I have tickets in different locations, so you can always contact me at 317-698-2969 and get your tickets, or you can follow me on Facebook, Tana Hodges, or Instagram, The Real Tana B. So we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to be right back here and do our second part of the segment. And be safe, Sean, out there tonight, and we'll be seeing you shortly.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. Don't kill me, run no broke shit, that broke shit get old. Don't kill me, run no hoe shit, these hoes get too bold. I'm allergic to that no shit, my wrist game on cold. I might pick my coupe right just to match with my toes.
I can't wear the shit you bitches wear because it's cheap to me. It's some money at my table, grab a seat for me. Cost a ticket just to cover all my legal fees. I don't hang with jealous bitches, that's a weak disease. Hold on, run up. If you broken in my business, then just shut up. I invested in my body, bitch, I'm done up. I look good, I like to fuck, I'm when the sun up. I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega. And I keep it with me just so that I'm feeling safer. Fendi on my body, but my feet is in Bottega. Bitch, I'm getting money, give a fuck about a hater.
It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. It don't keep me run no broke shit, that broke shit get old. It don't keep me run no hoe shit, the hoe get too bold. I'm allergic to that no shit, my wrist game on cold.
Hey yo, I put on my jewelry just to suck my nigga off. Fingers on his balls like I'm about to tell him cough. Wait, how long, how that? You can't give it to him dry like that. You gotta get that shit wet, bro. You gotta put them for shit like that. Bring that shit back. Bring that shit the fuck back. I put on my jewelry just to go out by the pool. And I keep it with me, kiss somebody at the fool. Coochie on my coochie, I'ma make these niggas drool. Higher than the moon, but I'm in tune, so don't run up. Cause if you run up, I guarantee you ain't gon' leave looking done up. Some little Chinese bangs with the bun up. I got the crown, little bitch, you just a run up.
I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega. And I keep it with me just so that I'm feeling safer. Fendi on my body, but my feet is in Bottega. Bitch, I'm getting money, give a fuck about a hater.
It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. Don't keep me run no broke shit, that broke shit get old. And don't keep me run no hoe shit, the hoe get too bold. I'm allergic to that no shit, my wrist game on cold. I might pay my coupe right just to match with my toes.
Hey, yo, Bia. Block, well these bitches wanna be ya. Probably cause my way on money long near. Well I ain't talking cars, long hair, long here.
In a twin seater, you Tamara?
What's here?
My pissy pitsy, I fuck them like porn stars. And playing basketball, but my bitches is all stars.
Got Richie on my wrist cause I'm richer than most bars.
Yo niggas bitches trippin', let's send them a postcard. I put on my jewelry.
about to stand with the house from the negative.
what homies are down, chilling in the hood, but them hood bitches, well they ain't no good. The other man wants you might be some good cat, but homies in the hood label her as a hood cat. She's scandalous, so those with games can fuck. And who's to crown your ass your cat is your good to love. But when you in that thing, you make a nigga say, but you don't hear me though. Ain't nothing wrong with being that Trojan man when you're riding. So let's kick for a speed if you like it. Here we go, where the room on the room with a back. Yeah, yeah. What you see is this is okay. The great way to move your booty. Yeah, yeah. My homie's climbing in the dope yellow Chevy. Who won't see the beat drop? Inwood's taking that funk in the trunk. Clean with the rag on top. Rolling down the shop. Guess what we saw? Some bitches. The fine one is on my nuts. She's blowing his head. So I approached the freak of the week and I played it like a game of blackjack. And for all that ass that she told it around, well, I offered a backpack. And since I'm a Mac, well, you know how the story goes. So all your hoes and Negroes, here we go. Here we go, where the tune's on the room with a back for the gang.
Being that Trojan man, when you're riding, so
So let's kick the chorus, please. If you like it.
Here we go, where the boom, boom, the boom, where the back, back, back. Yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, is it? I'll stay the great way to move your booty. Yeah, yeah. The guest of jam is about to slam with the love from the limit. Yeah, yeah. And right here, we'll shake down the stone. Where's the revolution? Yeah, yeah.
My homie's climbing in this old yellow Chevy. This won't be the beat drop. Inward sticking that funk in the trunk. Clean with the rag on top. Rolling down the shop. Guess what we saw? Some bitches. The finest one is on my nuts. She's blowing kisses. So I approached the freak of the week. And I played it like a game of blackjack. And for all that ass that she toted around, well, I offered a backpack. And since I'm a Mac, well, you know how the story goes. So your hoes and they grow. Here we go.
Here we go, where the doom, doom, the doom, where the bad, 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 all the gay, gay. One, two, three, you're missing out, gay, the great squid, you move your pretty, yay, yay. The guest of jam is about to slam with the notes from the ticket, yay, yay. And like me, it was really double tone with the reminiscence, yay, yay. Here we go, the doom, doom, the doom, where the bad, 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 yay, yay. One, two, three, you're missing.
Kiss, wanna press rewind. I've been waiting on a moment like this. all of me and all the pieces that's missing.
I'm thankful for the love and all the time that I've been given. Driving to my happy place. What you get? I'm talking about no drama and good living. Making love to your mind and body disposition. For the rest of my life, that's my mission. I'ma love you for the rest of my days, like repetition. No love without you are my life.
I know what you want, we can do all things.
Girl,
you're
my love addiction.
Girl, you're the plug. I'm ready to focus all of my time. I just wanna burn it, wanna know your mind. I just wanna find it. I just wanna find it.
All right, so we back. We back live. Talk to Tana each and every Tuesday from 7 to 9. Be safe, baby. Right here on the Yizer radio show. We swapping out guests. We got some stuff to talk about that happened over this weekend. We got Moving Forward has moved to Tuesdays. From 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. as well. And then Controversy is on Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. To 12 p.m. And that's hosted by Stephen B. And the Culture Talk, I mean, you know, Moving Forward is hosted by Dwayne Abernathy. And that's on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 12 p.m. as well. And of course, me, Talk to Tana on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. You can call in and ask us questions, make comments or whatever at 515-605-9800. And we are open to that. Hopefully we might have a caller or two from the comedy show last night to discuss what the ladies went through last night at the comedy and mail review.
Yeah.
One thing we can't be doing is sleeping on the mic, Bakiba.
I ain't never heard about no slogan.
I heard him breathing hard. He Bill Cosby himself.
Hey, but the drink was like this about 5 minutes ago. He killed that shit.
You think that shit funny? I'll be in the school on the ass like this.
Damn, nigga.
This is what I do. I'll be like this. Alright, I'm gonna pick one of y'all to find a picture. Find a picture, alright? Find a picture. Shit. Fuck it. I'll be tired.
Nigga, you just died. You ain't on that boy, is you now? You got it, nigga.
He's a working man.
I see shit. I see.
He done got out of work, went home and cooked.
He served that late Valentine's dinner.
All right, so then we got the Yizer TV side, and the Culture Kings is on Sunday on the SIB TV channel. Wednesday's Peppy and Snap. What I do?
He said y'all gonna reveal me on that shit.
On the One God channel.
On the mic, nigga?
Not on the mic, though. If I follow people on the other mic, then that mic ain't right.
Which mic would that be, Tom?
I don't know. I ain't never fell asleep on one.
That was some good shit. They didn't catch it. Sweaty caught this shit.
I ain't never fell asleep on one. I heard a lady tell us last night that her husband told her, nah, don't do that.
Everybody was like,
we ain't never heard nobody tell nobody they can't get no head.
That shit.
What are you doing wrong?
Hold on. Quiet damn room. What did you just say again? Can't tell nobody they can't do what?
This lady told us last night that her husband be telling her, nah, don't do that. She said, I guess he old school or something. We like, nah, what the fuck are you not doing? Ain't no motherfucker turning no head down.
Some shit you got turned down. The most shark, baby. Shark, baby. Shark, baby. Shark, baby. Shark. I didn't say no.
That was good, though.
No, hell no.
Yeah. They don't come out. She ain't had no teeth right there.
Oh,
yeah. That was the best. It was just gum.
Never had no piranhas.
Gum and hum.
But she was waiting on this shit from, she was in an accident. She wasn't an old woman. She was waiting on this gummy gum.
Yes! Wing low, wing firm.
Riverside, and you can park damn deep in there.
Wow.
Clean the tank, baby. Clean the tank. Where they at? Where y'all at? Call in if you're an algae eater.
Where they at?
If you're an algae eater in 2022, call in.
Oh, my goodness. That is crazy.
Hey, man, that's good. But it's reality.
It's fact. It's fact.
Oh, man.
I got all my teeth.
Mm-hmm. I got most of mine.
You better have your shit right or I might bite you. Just so it could be over with.
I like my shit being
I gotta give a shout out to Dwayne, to AB, man, because he do everything. He making drinks. He getting the mics ready. He got the shit bumping. He got pamphlets. You know, $1 million.
He's driving to South Bend.
He got guidelines.
Cadillacs, trucks.
I was back here chilling in the backseat. I said, this is new.
He probably got a couple of them algae eaters.
Okay.
We on the radio. Let me shut this.
All right, so this is where we going from here. So, Simply Serenity just had their comedy show on Friday, the pre-Valentine's party with Sweaty Hands, Little Stephanie, Meech Dahl from Louisville, also Denise Barlow, and I heard that show was very, very successful.
Oh, my goodness.
Shouts out to everybody that came. T.P. Hearn came all the way from California
to his hometown.
Yeah, Showtime.
Showtime beat me for 3 minutes on the stage. Yeah.
Okay, you know, Showtime. All right, Showtime just want to show up for Showtime.
I told him he couldn't do that dog shit, but he came and he did his thing. Yeah, he had a dog on the lead with him. He got a...
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't fucking with him.
Yeah, don't bring your dog to my set.
I don't bring your dog to the set. I saw that's the only
It's a fake dog, right?
I know, but he's still got a leash on the motherfucker.
But, I mean, let him be him. I mean, if he's still comfortable with his fake dog.
I know, but who the fuck is
Wayne? Is he so comfortable with his fake dog?
The dog kind of looks...
He said it looked like his real dog.
Knock on wood. It looks like a guy that...
Okay, so I...
Pachydermy.
I can't wait till I get... I don't know. All dogs look alike to me. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask him when I see him, is he fucking the dog? I got to have it with him.
Everywhere.
Fucking the dog shit out of
him. He couldn't bring it on my stage. I said, nigga, you cannot bring that dog on this stage.
Oh, shit out of him.
I'm going to have to talk to Showtime about that.
But he was cool. He did his thing.
Doing his doggy
style. He did his thing. It was a great show. It was cool. It was
all right,
show.
So now that we got Mr. Arab from McDonald in the building, Simply Serenity comedy show, and Sweaty Hands was on the show as well.
Not just owned it. He owned it. Yeah, he owned it that night. He did. I've been around Sweaty for 4.5 years. We got the 5-year anniversary of coming up. And Sweaty owned the host that night. He really did. He's never steered me wrong. He was the first cat that I had when I switched over to doing some comedy shows about 4.5 ago. He's never steered me wrong on who's this and who's not and keep it real with the ones that ain't here yet. But he owned it. I got so many calls. You know, I ain't had no phone for 2 weeks. But Messenger, hey, Sweaty, Meech. You know, I'm just keeping it 100. You know, TP killed it too. Everybody did. But Sweaty did his thing. It was a great show.
I would never doubt that.
It was a great show.
Homeboy comedy. Homeboy.
He always rocks the brand. You know, he rocks the I Am brand. He rock it more than me. That's my guy. That's my guy.
I am.
Yeah. We done had some drinks in them things, boy. Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Shut the club down.
Shut the club down.
I am.
That's all we can say.
I am. Yeah, because I'm going to work on that flyer. April the 1st is going to be the official Aries birthday party following the comedy show.
We up in that time.
So we're going to hopefully rock that out.
Ram strong.
Mr. Serenity himself is my birthday twin, so you know how I'm ready to be.
We're going to have a ball in April, y'all.
Turning all the way up. So the next show we got coming up is March the 4th, and that's going to be Mike Shaw, Don Mason, Denise the Comedian, Wynette, and we got some poetry by Hypnotic.
Yes, she's solid.
A little bit of variety in there. You know how I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
Do it at the beginning or the end?
Yeah. Yep. Now I'm going to throw her in a minute.
I'll do that.
I've learned. Listen to the nigga.
Beginning or the end. Change room.
Her fire.
I know.
She's adaptable. She adapts to. She did some shit at the park, and adapted to the whole situation. So I don't know. But Sweaty, I don't know. He don't be wrong on some shit though. When he knows the lineup and shit, he be like, put him here, put him there.
It ain't just her.
But she's solid.
That's where you put forward.
That's where Tommy.
You don't know what poem they're gonna do. I had my girlfriend, and they talk about my daddy died. My
no,
daddy
Hypnotic
died.
Ain't like that.
My father died in Iraq. Then my nephew died. Got his leg cut off. Like,
you got the
real
everybody
go
back in.
Jokes.
You got to tell everybody back
in. You done brought everybody back because all these people have died.
Yeah. You done read the letter on the movie Life and shit.
First of all, y'all talking to somebody been in the game 25 years too, so don't get it twisted. Don't even get it twisted. And I will take my homeboy's word for it, but there's a method to the madness. So I feel that my method, this madness, gotta be.
It's gonna pay the fuck off.
I don't even know what poem they say. They get a fair. I was abused at the time.
Well, whoever come behind her better be talking about abuse too.
I was homeless, raped by my daddy. All this shit, now we supposed to make y'all laugh.
Even the dog did.
Dog
guy. Yeah.
It's definitely not going to be that type of show. So, however the chips may fall, it's still going to be a great set.
And what's happening
March
afterwards?
The 4th.
Oh, that's March 4th.
March 4th.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to get through March before we get to April.
I'm ready to get to that motherfucker.
We got to get through March before we get to April. You're skipping a whole month now.
Oh, I know.
It's Aries season coming. Rush it. Rush it. Yeah, I'm going to be celebrating 52 years of life. So.
That's what's up.
52?
You old. I'm just creeping
no,
in.
No, I'm not.
I'll be 50.
I'm not old. I'm experienced.
You just made my heart beat.
I'm experienced. I am not
I
old.
I had a panic attack.
See, your ass is old because I don't have panic attacks.
Hold on, I got it. They told me if I just
I don't let shit get to me. I know how to breathe in situations. Shit.
Yeah.
Waiting for I got asthma too, and I have only had to use my inhaler twice in my life, and that's because it was mace sprayed in the club.
Well, shit.
It wasn't for no asthma attack.
I ain't got no asthma.
I never had it. I didn't even think I didn't know I had it until they told me. They was like, "Here, you got asthma." I was like, "Really? Well, how did I get that?"
There we go. See a couple deep breaths. Right.
Okay, you okay now?
Yeah, that shit was like doom doom.
Do you need to go to the bathroom?
No, man.
Put a wet towel across your head.
Ah, whatever.
Nurse Betty, come take his pulse.
She's a nurse. God sent you the right people.
I know. I said, Nurse Betty, come take his pulse.
I'm good.
Normal, damn it. Well, why don't you come up and pass out of here on us?
I did get hot for a minute.
Shit. Hey, you going through the change? You having hot flashes?
You be having hot attacks.
Been a while.
I wonder, nigga,
you all right, nigga? He's like, I had a panic attack. I'm like, panic now, nigga. I'm getting
you. Nigga, it looked like a labor pain.
Hey, man, we're going to edit that part of the goddamn show.
It's all right.
Nigga in the city will be coming from, you know the nigga be having asthma attack.
This is Geyser Radio.
You know the nigga be having panic attack, right? You know. Boom, we can bring that ass. Boom, we got him. Shit. Fuck y'all, man.
Okay,
that's something we need to talk about now.
Panic attack.
Yeah, it's real. Shit's real.
So what makes you have a panic attack? Do you get nervous about something?
It's one of them things like I think we were talking about something. It could be sex. I ain't gonna even lie. It could be good and bad. It could be fantasizing and motherfucker get to thinking too hard. Or it could be shit like what we were talking about earlier and I start reminiscing about my childhood or something and it'll be like boom, boom. But I'm not to the point where I'm on vacation. I know how to just take a few deep breaths and then it goes back to normal. So it could be a variation of things.
Okay, so who told you didn't need medication? You?
Goddamn right I did.
Self-medicated.
Give me a couple of ibuprofen and some Robitussin.
In the hospital choking on the doctor.
Put some Vaseline on your elbows. You'll be all right.
See? And some cod liver oil.
Like,
what y'all know about that? But it's gone. I know how to control. So if I don't have to be doing no medicine, I ain't doing it. I know how to breathe and drink a bottle of water or something if it's real bad. But it don't get real bad no more.
Okay.
I think I'm looking at, I don't know what I was thinking about at that moment.
You probably was just thinking too much.
Yeah. You overthinking.
You overthinking. Because you're the overthinker.
It's a Navy thing. You wouldn't know about that.
Whoa. No, they got it on that one. I ain't. That's one message to the people listening tonight.
You are overthinking.
Do not overthink. I've been telling me all my life, stop overthinking the situation.
Yeah. How has it affected
you? I'm overthinking.
You see that panic attack?
I mean, that's real. I mean, there's never a dull moment in my mind. No. Never a dull moment. 12
never.
Motherfuckers in there.
The outside talking. Of your mind.
he can attest to that. It's like, I don't know who his 12, but I got 12.
That sound like some Navy shit. You got some Navy people in your head, too.
8, 12,
but it's motherfuckers.
You got some Navy people in your head too.
Come on, man.
I guess so. If y'all 12 motherfuckers fighting at one time.
Tell them about the army and
this motherfucker. They're simply doing business. I'm gonna let it out. How you didn't get it? You didn't go on a packet. They put it in the dry dock.
Water, man.
Yeah. So all of them people can't come out at once.
That's dry dock. That's what they call it.
Okay,
cool.
This is not September. This is not Veterans Day. Why are we talking about veterans?
Thank you for your service. Thank you, too. You know what I mean? Sweaty. Thank you
all of y'all for y'all service. Y'all crazy motherfuckers.
And if you were, what'd you call them? If you were
crazy motherfuckers.
What's the thing on the side of the tank? The algae eaters?
Yeah, algae eaters.
Serve somebody to serve.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, that's the, serve somebody to serve tonight. Yeah,
I got two of them in my tank. You know what I'm I want the tank clean.
I got my tank.
Y'all fried.
She said, I
find
your fish. She's back.
Well, I guess I had an allergy here before, too.
I said
an allergy eater.
Oh,
allergy. Not algae, cause I ain't got no crud on my walls.
You got the plum that thing.
Yeah, y'all got the wrong shit. That's well, some of y'all ain't so circumcised that they gotta clean them walls like that.
Right, you got the what y'all always say, meet people where they at. Meet them at the tip of that uncircumcised motherfucker.
That's just how shit be happening.
People be calling in next week on this shit. When they see this shit.
Okay, cause this
I had no kind of attack on that shit, did I?
Hell no.
What was the topic?
Algae.
The topic was some comedy.
Is algae eating?
Apparently.
In the hood.
Right now.
I am the
Isaac. I said hour is is always serious. The second hour is that got
to
be the
turn. That nigga didn't just try to steal my brand. He know I bought that shit. Right?
What you buy?
I am. What did I ask?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I am.
You know, every time I see this shit, I think it's about me. Yeah.
You know, you ain't the only I am. That is your initials, though, right?
Yes, this is my name.
What's your middle name?
It, Alexander.
Oh, wow.
Fist. Because I drank a lot of them, but it really is.
No, it's the fucking 12. Because you said it's 12 y'all motherfuckers in there.
Yes. Kind of gets it. Right. Kind of gets it. Yeah.
Yeah, I am the 12.
There's 13 ghosts in my head, motherfucker.
More than 13.
It's more than 13.
So, dude, that make you officially bipolar? 101
Dalmatians in his head, man.
That make you officially bipolar?
No, it doesn't make me bipolar. It makes me a guy that can my mind up in the different situations, just learn how to not give too much of them too much time.
Okay, do you ever complete all of these tasks? Do you complete the task because you got somebody taking over in the middle of this task? I don't know. Are you getting anything accomplished?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually erasing and sweeping a lot of shit out.
Oh, well, see, that's a good thing.
And that's a big accomplishment in my life.
Get it out of there.
I'm sweeping some shit out. That's what we're saying.
Sweep it out.
For everything and everybody.
All 12.
I'm sweeping some things out, and I'm letting the wind blow.
Free your mind, and the rest will follow.
Yay, yay.
Be colorblind.
Hey!
Don't be so shy.
That's right.
Turn this motherfucking karaoke set.
Sweep it out, let the wind blow it in. Shit. The new shit, the good shit.
All right, so back to this show Friday. The pre, okay. The pre-Valentine's turned up. Did y'all have anybody in love in there? Was it I was a couple? Was it single? Yeah.
Oh, man, we had that.
We had a bunch of people falling in love. Cool. They just didn't know who they were falling in love with.
Wow.
And you had a lot of people that came out.
Booed up.
Booed
up. Came out. You had I don't care about none of that. You know what I'm saying? So we had the ladies that were the same ladies.
I'm just curious how, because it was a pre-Valentine.
Yeah, they came out like
pre-Valentine.
What would you think? You was on the stage all night. It looked it was couples. It was singles. It was
a big crowd.
Ladies. It was guys.
It was a couple
like sent to that.
They came over there. I don't know who the hell they was. They
so,
were like,
it was a great
hey, we
night.
Came to
so,
you.
I'm
like,
so Friday, all the side pieces out. And then Monday.
They came to my shit. They came to me and y'all some shit.
The they got a side due day.
A what?
October the 4th.
Stop lying, man.
No, it was on the radio today.
It'll be some simp-ass niggas that go out on side piece day. It'll be some niggas that'll do that shit.
October 4th.
I wish you would have.
And Melissa, October 4th. 10-4.
Good buddy.
Good buddy. That's the date. 10-4.
Are you serious, though?
Google it.
And it's on a Tuesday. Y'all can bring y'all five piece men to my show. Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
Look,
October the 4th. October the 4th.
But you know what, Tana, and I know you. Shit, I ain't never been a motherfucking side unless I chose to be.
Hey, I like to be the side piece.
Because
I don't want. Hey,
I ain't got to take the kids. I can get them to go.
I don't want your full-time problem. I'm okay. We're dealing with you. But now don't get it twisted. I ain't taking no shit.
10-4.
And that's what they think. 10-4, good buddy. Come on
10-4,
out.
Good buddy.
I wish a motherfucker would invite me now that I know this shit next October.
You gonna be somebody October 4th. No, Taco, let's go have some tacos, baby.
Not,
he gonna be game
I'm
for it. Don't
going.
Even know. He just said, you better put it in your calendar.
Now
so you remember
the
side
that's
piece
one thing
mail.
About people with all them people in their head. People with a lot of people in their head. That's one thing I'll remember. Popping my shit on the 2nd of October. Like, hey, nigga, remember 2 days of side piece.
Why don't you just put it in your calendar so you don't forget? So one of your other people ain't got to tell you. You this was Saturday. I mean, you know, you got you working for 12 people.
One of the niggas is a side dude.
I want all your
side.
Two out of the 12 at least.
One thing about having so many different personalities in your head is you get a reminder.
Oh, you gonna get a reminder?
Somebody gonna remind the nigga.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I haven't had the experience that.
Well,
so I don't
call.
Know. So sweaty
a call or somebody will say, hey nigga, you know her 2 days.
That's not in your head. That's somebody
outside of he will or Erica. You know,
so you got two assistants and 12 people.
No, I'm just saying, don't you? No, I apologize though. There ain't no wonder who wants to talk. No, I'm saying you right. Right now, but I'm just saying,
hit me up. That's average. Hit me up.
Nah.
Listen, I
apologize.
That's his favorite line.
Hit me up.
Y'all
motherfuckers
is eating long.
No.
All of them
motherfuckers.
Said
he said all them motherfucking stutters. Oh, Lord. Tommy, you got the hottest show I've seen in the movie. You do.
Show.
You got the hottest show I've seen in a minute.
It's the people. It's not the show.
The
host
hot.
Here.
Boy, the host hot.
The host. What? That's
the
dark
hot.
The host hot.
It's the people.
Toast.
My guests.
Toast.
My guests. My guests are exceptionally overwhelmed with their lives. This
you
is
got,
the free,
who else will be if you're
this
not?
This is a free place to come and talk.
Yeah.
Or your successes.
This is it.
Whatever it is.
Okay, so I'm going to start over here with my left. My homeboy, Sweaty Hands.
Yay.
And I'm going to ask this question around, so that'll give y'all time to think about what y'all
think.
I think about y'all answer.
I already know mine.
I already know you already don't know. What one thing is it this year that you want to accomplish?
The one thing I want to accomplish this year? Everything.
Great answer.
And what are your plans to do that?
I want to go on tour is the main thing, and get out of this city and state and go around the country with my friends that are funny as hell. We used to have a good time. You already know how we do it because you've been on road trips. You know how they go. We have fun.
We need a driver.
We got a driver. We know it can't be you.
Never had a driver, nigga.
Hey,
you fucking with the right guy.
We got a driver. She can't be the driver.
No.
I'm the motherfucking driver when the motherfucker ain't got a driver.
Don't tell me I can't drive.
But you shouldn't have. I had 6-7 motherfuckers in a Trailblazer. So motherfuckers, we made it home, didn't we?
Barely.
I heard.
That's how
it should be.
Yeah.
That's right. Looking good.
And. Don't let a 1-hour trip turn into a 6-hour trip. Makiba?
Yeah.
Damn.
Six motherfucking hours.
What's your one
to go 45 minutes away?
What's your one goal for 22?
Successful.
And how do you plan to accomplish that?
Sacrificing anything that don't mean me no
more. Good answer. Avery, what's your one goal for 22?
22, to obtain the wealth. Start the blueprint, the real blueprint. We've all paid dues. The blueprint to the wealth.
Okay.
For 2022.
And how do you plan to accomplish that?
Fucking with people who have the same mission.
Good, definitely.
That's this gentleman, that's yourself, that's Sweaty, that's Makiba. Young lady, I'm not just saying these things because people in the room. I'm saying
this ain't nobody who wasn't in the room.
Well, I didn't have to.
One of you motherfuckers said that part. I ain't said it. You said it because we were in the room.
No, I didn't, motherfucker. Let me say this. Turkey. Fuck you. Let me say this. No, I really thought about it. That's the other motherfucker in my head. That motherfucker was thinking of this shit. I thought about that from the moment she asked the question. And the people in this room all have an integral part in that. Some of them may just came. Hey, I heard they blueprint. Someone may be 4.5 years. Someone may be longer, less. It doesn't matter. Everyone in this room has an integral part in that process to my blueprint for wealth. And it just packet landed. That was the last piece to the motherfucker. Period. So my thing is to get that motherfucking wealth. At least pursue the blueprint of it.
Period.
In a real way. With some real motherfuckers.
What's that?
Yeah.
What's up? So those were all great answers. They was all different answers. And the only way that we can obtain the answers that you gave is to continue to put that work in, continue to strive for greatness, continue to surround yourself with the people that, like you said, got the same mission. You can't want to go to a level 10 if you're dealing with people
a level 2.
So you cannot.
And it's not judgment looking.
No, it's not looking down. It's that they're not striving to be a 10. They're striving to be equally 2 and drag the people that are 7 and 8 down to the 2.
That's right.
You said it's not looking down. It is looking down.
I'm with him.
If you on 10 and you want to get to 20, I am
going
to look down to 2. No. I ain't going down there.
You come up here.
Yeah.
I dig that, but that's what I had to cut off because you're absolutely right, but that's definitely
a fact, and that's a good point. It's not looking down as if I'm better than you.
No, that's not what he's saying.
I know that. I'm explaining to the people that don't understand it.
He's not saying.
Explain it, girl. Explain
he's
it.
Not saying that you're looking down and like you a 2 and I'm a 10 and
exactly.
I can't fuck with you.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, I'm a 10 and you a 2. How you gonna come up here with me?
Right.
What can I
hey,
do to help
check this
you
out.
Get up here?
What's the first thing you do when you go to the big city? Look up at them big ass skyscrapers, right?
Yeah.
Looking up for upper mobility. So guess what? So you up in that building, the one is looking up like, yo, we made a path for you to get here with us, right?
Come
that's
up.
What he's saying. Yeah, I know you said that. But it's like, yeah, it's like I can't look. Look, I'm thinking on a 30. Yeah, I'm on the 30th floor. There's an escalator and an elevator for you to push
these
that button.
These niggas is high if they ain't on the 30th floor.
How do you want to get to the top is what I'm saying. I'm not, but I'm explaining to other people that are listening that it's not that we're looking down on you because you are 2. It's like, you better get up here with us.
Yeah.
And how you going to get up here with
take
us?
Take the elevator or take the bus or take the bicycle.
And guess
grab
what?
A rope.
Guess what? I can't spend my energy trying to pull you up here.
That's it. The energy.
I can't spend my energy. I cannot spend my energy trying to get you up here.
Use your energy in the right way in 2022.
I will extend my hand. I will extend my hand to help you, but I'm not going to take the energy that's keeping me on this level to flood it into you for nothing. So that's
because we've been doing that.
I'm just trying to do clarification because it's been a long route. It's been a long time. And it's a lot of people out here that has hustled hard and worked hard to maintain this platform where people are being disrespectful to the platform because you feel like
and taken away from
where you at, you're better than anybody else. But let's get this shit started and let's remind everybody how this shit got started. It started off with me, Sweaty Hands, Dopey Willie,
Hiawatha,
Samuel.
Yeah.
Started off with
Dirty Red.
Dirty Red. It started off with us in the dirt.
Keep it good.
Mm-hmm.
It started off with us in the dirt.
That was
so
comedy.
That was all the comedy we had in this city.
That's it.
And I was the only female.
Only female.
Yeah, the only.
Only.
No, it's just
that's just how it is. I mean, that's just how it started.
When I met Hiawatha, y'all
over,
little clique
that
one
over
year.
25 years ago. We was in hole in the, we was at motherfucking the Hotel
putting
and Club.
It in.
And some I have never even heard of the fucking Hotel and Club.
That's
we
my
had,
spot.
We
the Hotel and Club.
We had buckets collecting the water because it was raining, dripping through the motherfucking
living
club.
This shit.
We still went and did our show. We still stuck together and we still supported each other. And we still supported each other to this day. So just because you got your little one night stand on the mic, don't make you better than nobody
come on,
else.
Come
right.
We done already lived that stage, baby.
Yeah.
Bring up paying dues. They don't
bring
know how to
you,
do that.
Bring you some buckets to the club and take you some rain.
I was the Morton Stark girl with the damn umbrella because it was raining in that motherfucker. I was telling jokes
in
with
the club,
umbrella up.
Club.
It was leaking in that motherfucker. And I was up there with the umbrella telling jokes.
And what was the pay, Connie and Sweaty?
$0.99.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to pay some dues.
Nothing.
Stop worrying about this.
$3.99. We had to drive to Chicago for open mic.
Right.
And drive back.
Because
we had no money for the hotel.
Come on, man.
Shoot. You better ask somebody.
And then when we got to the point where we was getting the hotels, they was roachy motels.
Raggedy, yeah, roach motels.
Crack motels.
Bed, we were staying at the Bed Bug Inn.
Me and Sweaty Hands slept in a bed together.
Mm-hmm.
My coat was on the bottom because
mm-hmm.
I was and his coat
God,
was our cover.
We got a roach coming off.
And it was crackheads walking back and forth, knocking on them. We both kept looking at each other. Oh,
where are
we might as well just drive back home.
We said, girl, let's take a little cat nap and get the fuck out of this motherfucker, because I'm itching.
Where was y'all
in Chicago?
Where was we at?
We were,
Chucky?
No, it was in Chicago. It was at D-Man got us the hook with us.
Oh,
it was
D-Man. Oh, my God.
It was a boxing match. It was like a,
his show was a boxing match.
The boxing match was cool, though. The boxing match was lit. But our hotel was...
Hotel was trash.
Oh
my God. Our question is, you the interview, sometimes it's good to ask it. How did that make y'all feel according to the dream y'all had at that time that I'm going to do this comedy shit regardless? What at that moment made y'all keep going? Like, you didn't know what the future was going to bring. You just knew what it was right then. What made you keep going?
Still don't know.
But from that moment, what made you keep going?
It's a passion. It's a relief. It's a stress reliever to be able to get up on stage and talk about things that other people are scared to say out loud.
So you knew.
So it's a passion. situation to experience things, situations, mm-hmm. lifestyles with people because you just don't know what people are going through.
Mm-hmm. So it was in your heart.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I'm going to piggyback off of what Ivan was saying. For those, like you said, the hotel was this and that, you know, for those that's coming up, the new comedians that might have to go through some struggles like that, what can you say to them? Like,
go through it.
Do it.
Go through it.
First of all, you're not going to know what kind of hotel you get till you get there. And you ain't getting the key to after the show. Because so, first of all, you got to show up.
That's right.
For the show.
You got to do the show. And then you get your earnings.
That was back then.
That's not
a rite of passage for anything because everybody's path is different. You might come out the gate, you might be funny as fuck. You might go from 25th Street to fucking Hollywood.
To the moon. Okay.
So there is no in between.
Okay.
There is no when is this person professional. It's who the fuck think you professional and put you on professional.
And how that rocket go for you. Okay.
That's real shit, Tommy. That question, said that because it's a thing. A person can think low standards and be the top tier. See what I'm saying? That's why I said what I said. Because what you were saying kind of was all the way right as well as your question as well.
Thank you.
Because
there's no wrong answers with Eric.
There's no middle. A motherfucker can sit there and be all stuck on stupid, but be at the top tier like a motherfucker, but what's stopping them is 10 roaches.
Look at this 10, it's 50 million.
You can be cool with 10 roaches.
I don't know more. Y'all made me, hey, I started itching when you told me that story.
Roaches, crackheads. It was gang violation.
That was pipe day.
That was
the pipe day, right?
To be honest,
what time are really trying to say? What we trying to say? Y'all, man, them were the fun days, man. Me and Dirty Red were talking about this the other day. He said, we never knew at that moment. We thought it was going to get bad. We didn't know we was at the peak. Opening act, I was getting $700. $700 for the opening act. We couldn't wait to become headliners.
Right.
We like, hey, you can't even get $700 a headline. You can't get $500 a headline.
Can you answer the question? It was for both of y'all. What made you keep pushing?
Even I love what we did when we had fun. We
said it was passionate.
A road trip with this nigga. Yeah. This nigga right here.
Fucking imagine.
We drove to Columbus, Georgia. Connor had 2, 3, 4, 5 Tahoe.
You ain't know. She's coming.
Convoy. She kind of brought the crowd. We got down to Fort Benning, Georgia. The only crowd we had was Indianapolis. Tana brought. If Tana wouldn't have had them 4, 5 truckloads of people, we wouldn't have an audience.
When Tana was hosting my show.
A 19-year-old girl was promoting the show. I didn't know she was 19. She called me from Georgia. I'm thinking she just a woman promoting. She was 19 years old. She was promoting the show. This is when Facebook first jumped off and all that stuff. So she on there and everybody telling her she was coming. We got there. That's what they said on the internet.
8 million Tahoe. Everybody from NapTown coming. Following time.
But she paid us. It took her 30 days. But she paid us. She put her credit cards on the line or whatever. But she paid us in 30 days.
She saw how deep we came. So we don't get the girl that had the show.
Yeah.
So you don't pay us. You see how we coming back.
Yeah.
If we can't
she paid us. It took her 30 days.
We definitely coming back to get the money.
30 days. But she paid us because there was nobody at the show.
Wow.
Her mama, nobody. I like, dang, you couldn't get your mama to come? Nobody. I didn't know she was 19. She called me on the phone, said she wanted to do a show, blah, blah, blah. She put the damn show together. She was 19, 20. She was young. Maybe a college student.
Y'all been in the game that fucking long.
Yeah, that long, man.
Listen to that, people. You know, if you follow the show, I'm not going to give we're not going to give nobody the age. You said it earlier. If they was
early
listening.
Early 90s.
This is the early 90s.
I'll be 56 this weekend.
And y'all know what she said earlier. Think how long they've been doing this shit, man. That deserves a round of applause.
And we ain't stopped.
And we ain't gonna stop.
I'm gonna be in a wheelchair doing stand-up.
I know you are.
Doing stand-up.
I am hat on, nigga.
I'm be doing a wheelchair, doing stand-up in the wheelchair.
I am handicapped.
I am here.
One
day I had a dream that I was gonna roll up in this motherfucker and tell some jokes.
Abernathy gonna have you driven there, nigga.
Throw me in the wheelchair.
It was motorized.
It's going to be all kind of veteran stickers on the bus and everything.
That old school shit.
They're going to be like, the vets are here, the vets are
here. I'm going to tell you like the DJ.
Come on.
So now we're going to have a camouflage.
So you got to mess up the floor.
Yeah. Come on it. That's it.
Give me my pudding, Jeffrey.
I think, so not to be biting off of y'all, but I'm going to bite off y'all.
Him.
I'm going to do. No. No, hell, I got all my teeth.
I know that's right.
I got most of them.
I thought about putting on a one of them little mouthpieces like the football players do.
Keep going.
Works on what?
A mouthpiece.
Fizz. So you get rubber.
I played in Fizzac.
I wonder how that would feel on your dick.
You talking about a Peter?
No.
Artificial algae eater. That is the artificial algae eater.
You're not even going to know. You're just going to be laid back and enjoy.
That's not a algae eater.
You know what?
Yeah, make it cold. Put some ice on it.
First, yeah, that good. That works.
Yeah, that works.
I don't know if it works.
Nigga,
I just discovered that.
No, I'm talking about the little, the teeter room with the little five rings. Put that motherfucker in the freezer. Oh, shit. It works.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Ice works, nigga. Since we always end up in this spot, no matter where we go in comedy.
No, a teething ring is real. That's just real.
Can I just say this?
Put that motherfucker
baby in
their
front. Wah.
Baby shark tooth.
Everything went in the freezer back then. Don't teething ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Say what you need to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just want to say this. Get the head right, Robert, there, every night.
Because I was getting some head.
I was getting some head.
Did you say it again, Robert?
Get the head right, sweaty, there, every night.
That's
that was the number one verse in rap history
ever. And he
ran
both his people in his head.
Come on, man.
He got sweaty and Robert.
Yeah.
Everybody got somebody else in their head.
Yeah. I know I got a split personality. Divided by four.
Yeah. She don't care who she loves me.
Damn, Gina.
That's what I mean.
And it's somebody they know.
That was my point, saying everybody loves head. Everybody. If it's head, you know, you don't want to fuck up head.
Nah, don't look like
a little helmet too every now and then.
They don't know
helmet. Bullshit.
I like a little helmet.
Because, hold on.
I like a little helmet every now and then.
How you gonna go with
the
bullshit head?
You talk shit all day.
Go to sleep
when
on
you
it.
Get there, the shit ain't right.
Damn, is she saying you did that?
No.
Oh, this is being general. I'm like, damn, this is some cold shit.
This is my life.
Okay. Yeah, didn't it look real? It looked real, but she
said, what do you mean? I said, this is what I
don't be no bullshit artist when it comes down.
Don't talk shit. Don't.
I'm not taking the title yet. I mean,
you're not gonna. First of all, I don't fraternize with employers.
Right.
I didn't say yet. I didn't say employees. I said employers.
But it's the ER for me.
I was talking in general. I was not specifying to anybody. If a motherfucker talks to you all day about what they gonna do to you when they get there, and they will not fucking perform.
Let's talk about how does a woman feel. Let's talk about that.
Oh,
is that a dick you had? Don't do
that.
So as a woman, let's just bring it out there. As a woman, how do y'all feel about that when that happens really though? When a motherfucker talks all that shit about the head or the dick and he comes to it, do you embarrass him? Do you call him out? Do you just say,
Marcus got his hand halfway raised. Marcus got a question.
Marcus got a question in the classroom.
Hold on. A woman's giving an answer, nigga. That outbeats a nigga with a question.
If you have to ask a woman, did she come, you motherfuckers didn't.
Who do that lame shit?
Come on.
Yeah, who does that?
What's your question, Marcus?
What's your question?
My question is, damn. So
give instructions?
I don't need to give you instructions.
No, because look.
Who's going to teach a class?
Hold on.
Well, I'll teach it.
Move to the right.
I'll teach it and graduate.
Yeah, that was cocaine.
I didn't.
We don't do that.
We was in junior high and high school when we finally learned that shit, though. That's crazy.
I still don't know.
No, I'm talking about the Coca-Cola Coke thing.
Yeah.
I still don't know.
And they still don't want us to know.
No, they don't.
Because you know why? It was them. They was forcing drugs into us in a different type of
way. Reaganomics.
And we didn't even know.
Reaganomics.
I was cool with the land in the water, nigga.
Son, I want to say this real quick. I want to give you homage, man. This is really a hot-ass motherfucking show.
Well, look at the house.
I know.
Hot-ass
host. Hot-ass host. Hot-ass toast. Hot-ass lips. Everybody's hot.
It's a whole lot of...
That nigga Bill Cosby got up on that one. Shit.
Hey.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, I do know. I do like the jello pudding pop.
Pudding pops. That nigga said, I like that one. Thompson, you got the hot.
Hey.
I can only imagine when the birthdays come. This shit going
to
be out.
He went to school and raised his hand up.
I am so proud.
How's my mic been off all this time, though? But it was off. I just cut it on. Cause I was like,
yeah.
I can't hear me. It was.
Yeah.
It was off.
Sorry,
so.
What happened?
Yo,
it was off.
Don't worry.
It's on. I could hear me, but I just couldn't hear me. Yeah. And I just looked down. It was on off. Okay, fuck it. We got to start over. No.
Here we go again.
Rewind the tape.
Hey, thank you, Marcus.
Here we go again.
We got the setup right. We at Yizer Studios right here at
117th floor, getting it in.
I tell you, Tommy, you're gonna trip off this shit. What did I say when I was on the live?
I have no idea.
I said,
well, which one of y'all was talking first?
No, it was me. Well, it was me. It was real. It was Ivory. Goddamn.
Yeah.
And I said, sweetie, nigga, you got me on this motherfucker like the Tupac in the elevator scene, nigga. What's
I'm on hillside.
You know, I'm thinking about the business on Friday. I'm like, hey, nigga, so I need to take my shit in here because this looks
yeah.
like the elevator scene to me, nigga. And sweetie texted me back and was like, nah, nigga, you the motherfucking fool. I said, nah, nigga, I'm on the side of hillside on 46 on the
I was waiting on 25th and Hillside, nigga. Two fighting.
I saw Abernathy a few minutes later, and me and her was in the ride, and I was like, okay, there go that nigga.
Okay, we all good.
I thought it was some motherfucking bullshit.
We all good. We ain't.
You know anything I fuck with ain't no bullshit.
No, nigga, I knew that. I'm just saying that's one of my motherfuckers.
That's how you did. One of them voices.
Yeah,
that was his motherfucker. He was arguing in the
thing. I always feel like somebody's talking to me in my head right now.
Hey.
No.
Takes a lot to convince me.
Yeah,
he shot that
full
time with that 40 count with no liquor, nigga.
That's what he said.
Damn,
man, you really
we don't know what was in that
motherfucker. You don't know how to
put the mic stand down. Y'all really got to do that, though. How do y'all take a nigga torture and turn it to triumph?
It really was. Hey, what you supposed to do with it?
I'm just glad there wasn't nobody on the futon.
No, it was empty house. I made sure.
I'm just glad there wasn't nobody on the futon. That we talking to you like this. Nigga, I put 20 on your books.
Nigga, I'll see you when you get out.
I would be like, what the fuck was you thinking?
And it was a Halloween.
You said Halloween?
It was a Halloween.
Oh, I thought you said it was Halloween. No. I was going to say, oh,
who had a Halloween? You had one?
You could have got out that you was in character.
And he accidentally did it.
Hey, I was in the Navy. I had a flashback.
Why you doing that?
Oh, whoa!
Ooh! In the Navy.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Oh, hold on.
Wait a minute. Shit like that happened to motherfuckers.
Hold on. At ease, motherfuckers.
No. I was in motherfucking
ROTC. I got something to say about that shit right there.
That ain't shit.
This nigga got the nerve to say something. Most disrespectful nigga in comedy. Tell him Michael Carter gonna beat your ass pointing right on that damn wall, nigga.
What wall?
You gonna just say what she said at the helium. Right on that wall at the helium. Michael Avery, if you right on that wall, I'm gonna knock the shit out of you. Yeah, nigga. They ain't gonna tell her don't say T in the Navy. But he wanna write on the wall what comedians write.
Yeah, that's true.
Michael Carl, he said, Ivy, if you
Ivy had our Navy shit, baby.
Hold on, did I disrespect? Yeah.
Well, you
I said so. Y'all look sensitive.
But he gave the perfect analogy. He gave the perfect analogy.
Okay.
It's like.
But what did I say?
Well,
you said you was in the Navy.
Yeah.
I didn't say I was in the Navy.
No, she didn't say she was in the Navy. Come on, help me remember.
I didn't say nothing about me being in the Navy. I said you being in the Navy.
No, it sounded like something different.
No. Okay.
That was somebody else listening.
That was somebody else listening.
That was the voices in my head, nigga.
I said that was somebody else listening. I did not say I was in the Navy.
I don't think it was about her sense. It was something else.
Rewind the camera, damn it. Show the footage.
But why would you bring up the goddamn Michael Collier wall?
Because you was doing a good job on her and said you did.
I was going to sign the comedian with Michael. Do that shit, man. I tell you what.
Well, Mike said, Ivory had the marker in his hand and the cap off. My cousin, Ivory, if you put that motherfucking marker on that wall, I'm going to jump up and I'm going to knock the shit out your ass.
Now, I wasn't going to beat Michael Collier ass that night.
I know.
We going out to eat.
Everybody come out here like, who big ass
hit, but I didn't do it either.
I ain't going to lie. The nigga signed my wall.
I bowed down on that because I wasn't on that
wall. Nigga signed my wall.
No, this is in the goddamn helium.
I'm talking about the goddamn basement.
Yeah, okay.
He gave me the right.
I asked him, I said, as a promoter, can I sign the wall? Sweaty said yes.
I ran it over.
Right.
I asked you as a promoter, can I sign the wall?
Asked me 50 times. I finally said, yes, I resigned the wall. Then I went over there and I punched over the motherfucker.
He didn't say it was going to stay. He just said, go ahead and sign.
Okay, our whole friendship.
And said the Navy shit, he's emotional. Yeah.
You was getting ready to help him?
Yeah.
You jumped up?
I said that because you're in the Navy.
Shut the fuck up. We got 2 minutes left.
Okay.
All right.
As a Navy person.
We got the 2 minute warning.
Why you got on camouflage?
She got to do her clothes.
Why a Navy person got on camouflage?
He ain't from no service.
Oh, now, okay. Oh, now y'all biting. Now y'all biting.
We had to save y'all ass in Iraq.
Y'all had to pay homage, nigga. That's what y'all had to do.
Thank all of y'all for saving all of our ass whenever y'all saved us.
I like saving ass.
The women, because we've been holding it down while y'all out there doing shit to make y'all want to come back home.
Thank y'all. Yeah, so I want to come back home to some ass that I saved.
All right, we got 2 minutes left on Talk to Tana Tuesday show every Tuesday from 7 to 9. We got special guests in the building.
We in this mother.
Oh, my
fuck
goodness.
The Egypt for me.
Where's the hey, listen,
can I sign off on the show?
Then we can bullshit.
Hey,
shout out to all the algae eaters. All right. March the 4th, 2022. Funny First Friday's comedy show. Mike Shaw, Don Mason, Dan East, the comedian, Ronette Hypnotic, and myself, your host, Tana B. Music by DJ Premier Ultra Lounge, 10202 East Washington Street. Make sure y'all log in. Y'all check us out each and every Tuesday from 7 to 9. Yizer Radio and TV.com. Shouts out to everybody that came out tonight. We support y'all. We love y'all. We'll see y'all back here next Tuesday.
Yay, yay.
Deuces.
Yay, yay. Tyler, she got the hottest motherfucker in the city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Brum, 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 brum.